Welcome to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. I'm Mike Williams, Communications Director here at the Utah PTA. To my right, your left is...
I'm Cammie Whitchurch, the Community Engagement Commissioner. And we have a special guest with us today.
I'm Tina Seastrom, the Digital Wellness Specialist.
Welcome, Tina. We're glad to have you. And we're going to start with a weird question since Anjali's not here.
Yeah.
Do we want to do our silly question that we talked about earlier? Or do you have something else?
Well, we're getting close to, it's February. We could do like a...
Valentine's?
A Valentine-y one. I know we should have had Anjali send us a question.
Do you participate in Valentine's as an adult? I mean, we could help our kids and they deliver the Valentines, but do you do something in the adult realm?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I always get my husband and my kids cards for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Yeah, and most of the time there's like a little treat that goes with it too.
That's special.
So yeah, and this year we'll run over a Valentine to my dad and my in-laws at least, so cool. We thought that'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll stay. They probably would appreciate a visit, but you never know what that night's going to be like. So.
Yeah. How about you, Tina?
So, yeah, I usually make cards for my kids and my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make some treats. And then now I've done it so long, they expect it. And I just, I have children that live out of state. So I have grandkids out of state. And my daughter was asking me today, you know, are you sending anything to the kids? Because they're hoping.
They're anticipating it, if not. So do you... Do you send treats to them too?
I do.
And are they homemade treats?
They are.
Wow, so that's awesome.
Get in there in a couple days, usually it lasts. So anyway, it's just kind of what I've done for a while. So
I love that. I love that. That's so neat. Looking forward to little treats from grandma and homemade cards. That reminds me of my mom. She would always give homemade cards, and so I love that. All right, Mike.
I don't really do anything. My wife doesn't really want anything, so I have a great wife. And everybody will be like, oh, your wife really does want something. No, she doesn't want anything. Don't open the car door for me. I remember, oh, no, I've got that. All right. Do you want flowers? No, I'm allergic to flowers. Do you want anything? No, I don't want it. Maybe chocolates or something. But she
what is her love language? Do you know, like, if you want to... you know, like smooth things over or whatever. I don't know. What do you do?
I've never had to smooth things over with
my wife. That's impressive.
I have a wonderful wife that So I don't really do anything. My mom does what Tina does. We get tons of things from grandma. It's like Christmas in February. So she likes to give us little gifts for the kids. So it's fun.
I love that. Love it.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Well, so Tina, do you want to kind of start off by telling us what is a digital wellness specialist? What do you do for Utah PTA?
So as the digital wellness specialist, I do advocacy work, like right now with the legislature in. I try to keep track of bills that involve digital topics and particularly cell phones, social media. And so then I meet with the resolutions committee. I'm on the legislative advocacy committee. And then we just discuss and make plans. We had our meeting today. And then if I need to, I go and speak up at the Capitol in a committee meeting, committee hearing. And so that's been, scary for me. I don't like doing that sort of thing, but I make myself sometimes do stuff I don't want to do.
Well, and apparently you're famous now.
Yeah.
Because you were on TV testifying for a bill. So that's exciting. I think that's neat. We're going to get, sign yours. We have your autograph since you're so famous now.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Do you want to talk a little bit about that bill that you were, of course, you were speaking as yourself, as a person,
right.
So, but now PTA has voted on it. So
So it was SB 178, the device in public schools, that bill. And we had not voted on it yet as a PTA. So I had to speak as a parent and a grandparent, and that was very easy for me to do. I'm passionate about this topic. My family knows that. And so I was able to do that. And I was up there with the policy project because they're supporting this bill. And so anyway, but it worked out. Today we presented in our LAC additional information. And so we were able as a PTA to vote to support it with a comment. You know, there's some concerns about students that maybe need cell phones for medical reasons, or, you know, parents get concerned about safety or whatever. So, but I think we're able to alleviate those concerns, and the bill is pretty cut, you know, straight cut forward, and just to, for the local districts to establish those policies. And anyway, so yeah, it's good stuff today.
Yeah, that's really neat. That's really neat and important that we have. You know, obviously as PTA, we want to be testifying, but I think it's important to, for us as individuals, to go up there and testify when we feel strongly about things. That I think those personal stories are really helpful for legislators when they're trying to make those decisions. So thanks, Tina, for being such a good example to all of us.
Yeah, scary stuff, but it's good. It's good for us. Like you say, I think individuals can... For sure, you don't have to be a part of the PTA to go and share your voice and your story. And a lot of people do that. And I have never done that until now. But it's a good thing to know about.
So. Yeah.
Do you think being on the PTA helped you to do
that? Oh, absolutely. No, yeah. No, being on the PTA has helped me do a lot of things that have put me out of my comfort zone. Like being here today with you.
Awesome. On the podcast.
We'll take it.
Learning to be brave, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, I know you said that your degree kind of has to do with, you're working on, is it a master's?
Yep.
Which, I love this because this is just an example of like, you are never too old to continue learning. and you know, going back to school, yeah. I think that's so fantastic. So, how does that relate to what you're doing with digital wellness?
So actually I was able to, I'm at Westminster University, and in there, it's a Master of Art in Community and Organizational Leadership. And we had to pick an organization that we were going to do our capstone project for, which I have picked the PTA. So my knowledge gained from my topic is directly, hopefully, will benefit the PTA, and my subject is on social media and their curated algorithms and how they affect the mental health of young women. And I'm right in the middle of all of it.
Oh, wow.
So makes for busy weeks because this is my last semester, and I'm just wrapping up a lot of that stuff, and so. But it's been, so my work with the PTA, it's just blended very well together, and I've learned a lot. So I've appreciated all I've learned at Westminster. It's been a good experience for me. So
I love that, and what you bring to PTA with that as well, like the fact that they kind of mix together. I think that's really awesome. That's really neat.
So what are some of the things your specialist does here in the PTA, digital wellness specialist? Are you over any certain things throughout the year?
So the big part I feel like is advocacy and connecting, collaborating with other people in the community, in our state and even beyond the state. There's a digital wellness committee, and we meet 4 times a year. And I have people on that committee that live out of state that are concerned about digital wellness topics. And so, you know, the idea is understanding what's going on, but then how do we help people that have some of these challenges? You know, what is something good we can do, which is kind of how my graduate work, I'm exploring that too, because we, you know, we have social media, and social media has curated algorithms. They're all of the digital devices. They can be great. They're a great tool, but there's also harmful side effects. Like, I guess not necessarily side effect, just negative impact is probably a better word. And so I just think as we understand it better through being educated about it, and then we can make good choices for ourselves and our families. And so, and then I guess tying in with that, with my being the digital wellness specialist, we have the digital wellness video contest, which just started 2 days ago on February 3rd, and it runs through March 3rd. And we invite all high school students, grades 9 to 12, to participate. And if you go on, you can Google digital wellness video contest, and it will come up. And we have until March 3rd. There's about a month. It's to be safe, kind, and responsible online is our theme. And we've been doing it now for a couple years. And there's a lot of really talented young people that come up with great ideas. They're creative, and we obviously want them to follow the theme. It's kind of like reflections. You're judged on artistic merit, your creativity, but also your technical skills with filming, and then of course the theme. And so that's kind of where it's at, but we're doing that right now. So
that's really neat. So what do you do with these videos after they're submitted? Are you able to use them to kind of promote things as far as digital wellness is concerned?
I think that's because it's a newer contest. So we show them at our PTA convention. I have a chairperson, Holly Welch, who works with me. And I think we could probably do a better job at maybe pushing those videos out, maybe to the schools, to the high schools, of, you know, messages. You know, we've talked about having them run them at their lunchtime over their big screen, you know. So, but, you know, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. And that's something we can definitely work on.
Yeah.
You know, so there's areas to grow.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Well, and the prizes for this are pretty, I mean, as a high schooler, I'd be excited about it.
Yeah, so. First prize is $300. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, depending on the number of entries we get and quality, you know, there's money there and there are cash prizes. So not a gift card. So, you know, we give them a check. So it's a good thing to, you know.
Is this something that you have to do as an individual, or can you enter together as a group?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty confident that, you know, now that you're asking me that, you know, we don't have groups. So I think we've followed the reflections model. You can have people in your video.
Yeah.
And so you can collaborate that way, but one person needs to submit and it's their video because, you know, it's one person editing and, you know, but I suppose, you know, if a group wanted to do it, it would be one person. So, but, you know, we generally get videos that, you know,
are done by one person.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's really neat.
So you're not going to be in this position forever, but you sound super qualified, which is kind of scary to if anyone's listening going, oh, crud, do I need a master's degree to be the digital wellness specialist?
No, you don't. I'm older. My kids are all, I have 9 children. My youngest son is 21 and my kids are doing their own thing. And so for me, I worked in for the PTA at a local council region level, just doing that. I tried to stay closer to home. And so this position, just, you know, with my kids raised, it's been a little easier. But, you know, school, you do not need to have a master's degree to do that.
This is good.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. No. And I still don't have a master's degree, so I guess, well, I'm working on it.
Technically.
And you don't have to be working on a master's degree. You don't have to be in the middle of a master's degree. Yep.
Is there anyone that you would, if you were to say, hey, I want you to do digital wellness, is there somebody that would, you know, stand out that you like, oh, they would be perfect for it? Is there any, like, characteristics that person would might need, or is it just?
Just, I think, to care about kids. I think the characteristics are what our PTA mission statement of caring about children and families, how to empower. You know, this job is about advocacy. And so it's like all the PTA positions that, you know, both of you, you're here tonight, you know, and so it's just, it's caring about children and in the state of Utah. And then that reaches beyond the state of Utah too, because we set an example here of how other organizations can run. I have a lot of opportunity to collaborate with other groups in Utah, and there are a lot of people doing a lot of good things. And that's probably been one of my most favorite things about this job, particularly on the Digital Wellness Committee, is to see and talk to so many people that just care about making a difference. So to me, if you care about doing something good, and you know, you can do a little, you can do a lot, it's just what you want to do, but just a little bit is a lot, you know, it's a big deal. So that's all. You just need to care, and then you can figure it out.
I love that. And I had a question in mind. Oh my goodness.
That's what's so great about a podcast. Tina's all worried, but we're just chilling.
I know, I'm the one who forgot what to say. What was I going to ask you? It was a really good question.
Well, I was wondering, like, what are some of the things that you have worked on or you've promoted, or you're like, oh, I should have promoted that, or how can we keep our kids safe in the digital world? I mean, you just said talking about social media and girls, mm-hmm. and maybe, I don't know if that, you know, with their self-esteem and caring. I know my daughter, she's 9, and we have a YouTube channel, and she's always like, do we have any more subscribers? How many likes did that get? That only got 1 like. I'm like, wow, you are really concerned. And then my boys are like, they don't care. But my little girl really wants to make sure it is doing well.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. You know, social media particularly impacts girls. Mm-hmm. Gaming, you know, video gaming generally attracts boys. Now, that's not 100%.
Of course.
You know, there's always a crossover. But, you know, those are probably some of the concerns, you know, that I have. Because with social media, you talk about the likes, which affects self-esteem. You have cyberbullying. There's just all those. We've become so self-focused, you know, how do I look? And then you think of artificial intelligence. All the filters. I mean, now we can change a lot of things, which are becoming problematic with all kinds of stuff out there. So, I don't think any child should be on social media until 16, 18, you know, for sure. I have a granddaughter. She lives she's not in Utah, but she just got a phone and she's 15. And I have to be hesitant as the grandma or as the parent of your adult children, because everybody has to make these decisions for themselves. But I said, you're not on social media yet, are you? And she goes, oh, no, grandma, not yet. Like, oh, good, you know, because I've been trying to just make my kids aware, like, are you paying attention to what's going on in the world and what's happening and some of the negative aspects of that. And for some reason, social media definitely is showing in a lot of research that there's harms that are caused. And it's, you know, you mentioned, you said she's worried about the likes, you know, and that can maybe cause anxiety or stress or, oh, you know, I don't have so, you know, the number of likes I've set in my head that I need to have. And so that ruins my day, or you know what I'm saying, all those things. So
it's very true. So how did you get to be?
Yes.
Like, what was your path to become
the digital wellness specialist?
Well, this is kind of funny because, so Linda Zanger, who has worked with the PTA on a state level for a long time, she actually created this position. Because she was under safety, took digital wellness safety, you know, as part of safety. Because I work under the safety commissioner. And so she thought, we need this as a separate position. So she created it. And then a couple of years ago, you know, we're friends. We live in the same area, relatively speaking. And she'd asked me, you know, oh, do you want to be involved? And I'm like, oh, I don't know, you know. And she just kind of kept tugging my arm. And then I got involved. And then it became more interesting. And then I'm like, yeah, I've had thoughts and biases and opinions on digital, you know, I mean, even before smartphones, I worried about the computer or too much television or, you know, so mm-hmm. I've always been kind of a screen concerned person already. So it kind of naturally led to this. And then, you know, and then so this is my second year as the digital wellness specialist. And my first year was pretty terrifying because I, working with everybody else that really knew what they were doing, and I'm like, I don't know how to advocate.
I don't know how to sit in a board game.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. All these acronyms are being, you know, floated around. I did not know what JLC was, and I'm learning about that.
Yes. I know. You almost need a list of all the acronyms and what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, you know, sitting in a resolutions meeting with people that know a lot more than you do is very intimidating, but we can learn. We can all learn, and people are really patient and kind to, oh, you can do this, you know. So I was kind of pulled into it, and then the graduate school aspect, that just happened. They just happened to coincide at the exact same time, and I thought, wow, this is kind of crazy what I'm doing, but then it's worked together well. It's been very busy, but it's been okay.
So. Oh, that's good. So, I mean, it sounds like you don't have to have, I mean, obviously you have to have a passion for advocacy, but you don't have to have experience necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
To do that position.
I guess I was always under the thinking, you know, we always think things and they're not always accurate. But to even work on a state PTA level was always very intimidating to me. You know, I'd go up to the Capitol for PTA Day at the Capitol, and I'd see these women get up there, and I'm like, wow, how do they know all this stuff? You know, I'm just
so true.
Lucky to get my kids to school and get dinner on the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
And so I would always, I'm like, wow, I could never do that because I'm not smart enough. And then it's like, well, maybe you don't have to be smart enough, but if you're willing to learn. Maybe that's where all of this is, just the willingness to serve and learn. And
yeah.
And then you've got people already. And then you find out, oh, well, they don't know everything either. I thought they did, but they don't.
No.
And that was my perception. And so it's been okay, you know. But last year was more difficult. This year, I can sit in the resolutions meeting and I'm like, okay, there's still a bunch of stuff going over my head. But I'm getting better.
Yeah.
You know, I'm understanding this process better.
Yeah.
So is it even going to the Capitol, like working with Sherry Maddow? She is amazing. You know, she's not afraid. She'll go speak. She'll go talk. I still have to work at this talking to the legislators better. That one still scares me. But, you know, they're just like, Tina, they're just people like you. Like, well, yeah, but they know so much more than me. They're like, well, actually, some of them don't. So, yeah, I had an experience a year ago sitting in a legislative breakfast, just, you know, for this, what was coming up. And I won't mention who it was because I don't know that I can totally remember their name. But it was a guy, one of the legislators that was new. And he asked me what I did, and I told him I'm the digital wellness specialist for the PTA, and he did not know what the PTA was. I had to explain it to him. So I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe they don't all know everything either, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's okay.
Yep.
So hopefully I tried to help him understand what we did.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that, sharing the PTA message.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. That's really great.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your committee, and anyone can join. What are the kind of things that you talk about in your committee meetings?
So we actually have a committee meeting coming up tomorrow, and I have a gal that's actually in Montana, and she is going to share about what she is doing right now. There's a lot of work that's on, you know, pornography is probably the number one harm that's just rampant on all forms of digital tech. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of discussion of how do we fight that? What are we doing? Learning to stand up for yourself. And so I have another woman that's from Washington State. She's actually helping me. And with Sherry, we're adding cyberbullying to our bullying resolution, which is another thing. I'm like, I do not know what I'm doing, but I'm learning. We're learning together. And of course, Sherry's great. So she's been helpful with that. So we're just, it's just basically understanding what we're all doing in these digital spaces and how we can support each other and collaborate. So the PTA signed an MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, collaborating with UCAP, which is Utah Coalition Against Pornography. And they have a conference on March 1st. The PTA is going to actually have a booth. And so we're marketing for them, and then they're doing the same for us. So we're trying to, and I guess on the committee, we're banding together, collaborating to help each other with some of these difficult topics. And everybody is a bottom line, basically, as our PTA mission statement is to help families, children, communities. Because some people, if they've experienced harm, how do we help them get better? And how do we make for a better world? And so we're all working together. And that's probably been one of the neatest things working on that committee is seeing how many people really care about this stuff. And they're not just doing legislation here in Utah, around the country. And then there's a lot of groups that are going back to Washington, D.C., and they're trying to make their voices heard, that's kind of cool.
Well, it's neat that, it sounds like you have committee members that aren't even in Utah.
Yeah.
And that's just that scope and that reach. That's amazing.
And that is thanks to Linda Zanger. Linda was very good. I still have a lot to learn, but there's a lot of other people that we just kind of learn from. I don't even know how she got all these people to be on the committee. Sometimes it just kind of happens. I don't know.
Yeah. Kind of an organic thing.
An organic thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've actually never asked her that. That's a good question. She's on the Legislative Advocacy Committee right now, and I talked to her today, and I'll have to say, hey, how did you get all these people from around the country?
That's really neat. It's really neat. Well, and I love that you keep talking about how you're learning. And I think really a lot of estate PTA positions and a lot of, the things that we do in PTA, we're constantly learning, and there are people around us that want to help us get there. So, mm-hmm. And I do think too, even though you're learning, you have a lot that you bring to the table too. And so I hope that other people realize that they have things that they bring to the table as well, even if you don't know it all.
Yep. Well, none of us know it all, but we all have experience. That's kind of something I've learned in school is that we all have these experiences and stories, and it goes back to that willing heart to serve. And when we have that, then we can look at our life and go, wow, yeah, I have experienced some things, and maybe these things are important, so it's good. So yeah, I'm a firm believer that most people, just with the right mindset, you can figure it out and do what you need to do and do what you want to do. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, that sounds good to me. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good. I've said plenty.
Any other questions, Kim?
I was just going to say, you've kind of alluded to this as you've talked, but what is your big PTA why? What keeps you coming even when it's scary?
Yeah. I've always been wired to help people. Even when I was younger, I would, as a teenager, go volunteer somewhere. So I've always been big to volunteer, and so the PTA was a natural place for me to do that. And And then you help kids, you help schools. I believe in public education. I believe in education. I love teachers. I have a daughter that's a teacher in the Alpine School District. My husband was a teacher. And so I guess all these things are just, I feel passionate about. And I just like the PTA's mission. And I get to know a lot of really awesome people. And I learn a lot from just working with other people. And it's amazing to me. So anyway, it's just been a very positive thing. So it's mentally healthy to be a part of the PTA for me.
It's good.
It's been good.
It's good. I love that. I love that.
Okay. Right. Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you. You guys are great.
Yeah. Come again.
I know. We're fun. It's next time maybe we'll have Angelie here. Yeah. She brings a lot of fun too to the table.
So. Yeah, this wasn't quite as scary as I thought.
That's good.
So we'll have you on as the safety commissioner one.
Oh yeah. So Linda was just selected as the nominee for our safety commissioner. So
Tina.
Yeah. What did I say?
We're talking about Linda Zenger.
Yeah, that's okay. I knew what you meant.
Tina.
Yeah. Tina.
Sorry, Linda, not to make you panic there. Tina was selected.
Elected or nominated?
Was nominated. Well, was selected as the nominee.
There you go.
So she'll still, still have to vote
on
convention.
April 23rd is what it says.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least that's what the Utah PTA website says.
Oh, does that? I thought it was at the
convention. I thought it was at convention too, but then it said April 23rd, and I was like, that's not convention, so maybe we need to adjust that.
Or is that the
that's a legislative
run from the floor?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
If someone wants to run from the floor,
If you want to go against Tina Master's degree, come on the 23rd.
But yeah, I think it's voted in at convention.
Yeah, that's what it says. And then I saw April 23rd on there, and I was like, wait, what?
No.
See, I'm still learning too, by the way, everyone.
Well, we're always learning. We still don't even know what the name of that building. Oh, no, we did find out what the name of that building.
Found out. Yes,
we did. It is also the David O. McKay building.
Yes, David O. McKay building, the one downtown. And then this one is the David O. McKay building also. Another podcast.
Yep. I know. Sometimes they probably listen to us and just go,
oh man, these guys don't know what they're talking
about. How do they get on here?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see. I was going to see if it says.
It says right on the main page.
But yeah, right now they are taking nominations for.
What it is. Must file with the secretary at least 14 days prior to the annual convention, April 23rd, for nominees. So, see how it says that at the top? Nominees for office. See, we get off topic, too, on this podcast.
No, nominee must be filed. Yeah. Wait.
Right?
Okay, hold on.
Comment and tell us
what it's supposed to be. Oh, notice of intent to run from the floor, and then it's Article 10, Section 7J, and then it just explains what that procedure is. So, if you wanted to run from the floor, that's what that procedure would be.
There you go.
But there are positions open right now that you could apply for. We have the community engagement. So my position is open for 1 year, as well as family life, which is what Angelie was doing. Area 1 director and...
Area 4 director.
Where's that?
Oh, no. I'm looking at the ones. See? Once again, everyone.
So, yeah. So those positions are open, and I know... we'll have some program positions probably opening up in a bit too. So there's lots of things for people to do and get involved. And you can go to utahpta.org. And it's just right on the homepage. There's slate of nominees and a gal with a megaphone. And then you just scroll down and there's the nomination page. So it's right there on the front page of Utah PTA.
Perfect.
So, and applications and how to apply. So, yeah, get involved. It's fun. Or maybe consider serving on some of these committees because there's a lot of awesome work happening at Utah PTA. So,
excellent. Okay, folks, we're done. Watch us dance.
We're just going to dance.
Oh, there we go.